What else happening in the NFL? Jeff Garcia will not re-sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. Will not re-sign. He actually got dumped by the Eagles. What happened? Was Jeff Garcia selling heroin to Andy Reid's kids? Why did they not want Jeff Garcia in Philadelphia? What? I mean, you know that Donovan F. McNabb, the F stands for fragile, who gets hurt doing soup commercials with his mom, is not going to make it through the season, if he even plays the beginning of the season. I just think Reed didn't want a controversy because he's, once again, not a leader. Other injuries. Dwayne Wade, did you see his Oscar-winning performance for hurting his shoulder? Getting wheeled out on a wheelchair? Are you kidding me? Did you break your legs, Wade? I mean, you act like your Hummer got blown up in Iraq. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But I think, I didn't even blame Wade. I think the wheelchair is there just in case anyone goes on a 10-0 run against the Heat. That means Riley can just retire and take his sabbatical right from the court. Moving on, Jeter and A-Rod still don't get along. Is A-Rod the biggest girl in sports? He has to love everybody? Are you kidding me, A-Rod? If you want to be loved by everybody, maybe you shouldn't rip on a guy in a national magazine. It doesn't matter if they get along anyway. Pujols and Rowland did not get along last year. What did they do? They won the World Series. A-Rod, everyone will love you if you get one hit in October. Doesn't matter if you get 70 in May. Doesn't really matter. People in Red Sox Nation, oh my God, Manny's coming to camp early. Does it really matter? I would let Manny show up when it's time to bat opening day. Manny's the best hitter in the last 15 years, and you're worried about when he shows up for camp. I would do anything to make that guy happy. Big Poppy needs him. I go, oh no, well, we increased our line. We got I want to see J.D. Drew won't get an important. He'll get a hit against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, then sprain his vagina when they play the Yankees. Deadline news. Tons of deadline deals. We'll be talking about that later with all the guys and our very special guest. But I will say this to all the Penguin fans. We finally got Superman. Yeah, the baddest man on the planet. No more washed-up McSorley. No more Oliwa when he's afraid to fight and ruin his sporting clothesline. No more Battleship Kelly when it doesn't even matter because we're 80 points out of a playoff spot. We finally got a tough guy. He's going to be beating someone's ass probably right now in New York City. Pac-Man Jones. Why is Pac-Man Jones still in the NFL? I know. His rap sheet's longer than the Zodiac Killer. He should be thrown out of the NFL before, or at least rules should be in place so that, you know, Asteroid Anderson or Donkey Kong Lewis doesn't get somebody killed at the next All-Star game. Did you guys hear what Cornbread Maxwell said about a female referee? He said she should go back to the kitchen. Kudos to Cornbread Maxwell. That is hilarious. That is great. Female officials shouldn't be in the NBA. And that's another sexist statement. The guys that referee NBA games suck. Think about it. They cost the Mavericks the championship last year. Remember that phantom call by Salvador Bennett? Bennett Salvador? Christopher Columbus of the NFL? Terrible call. Tommy Lasorda caught on a car girl's checklist. Isn't that hilarious? Little Dodger goose sped around Vero Beach. What else in the news? People are upset. Oh, UConn's terrible this year. You know what's even a bigger disappointment? Oklahoma State. Keith Bogans and James on Curry, where have you been? There's nothing else to do in Stillwater. You should be winning basketball games. They are so bad that old man Sutton needs a big shot of Jack Daniels just to watch his team play. All right, everybody. We're on Stick'Em.com. The number to reach us is 626-722-0023. Remember this, everybody. We have a very special guest, the one and only, what's his chick name? The Stevie Nicks of the Heartbreakers. Diane Hill will be with us. Yeah, back by popular demand. And we also have Sully McCullough calling in. Yes, the first brother of the regular Joes will be calling in to give us our hip-hop update of the NBA All-Star Game. I know it's a couple weeks late, but that's all right. We are live on Stick'Em, everybody. We'll be back with the regular Joes. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in about a minute. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's up? This is the fifth Joe. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99 with world-class hosting and much more. Just enter the code BLU39 when you check out. and save an additional 10%. Remember, BLU39. Get a piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions may apply. See GoDaddy for details. I'm out.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the Regular Joes here at Stick'Em.com and, of course, on YaSports.net. We have all the Regular Joes with us now. Well, Sam is actually, we're actually down a man. We're on the penalty kill. Sam is actually in Chicago now with a Vivid comedy tour. Teabagging somebody, I'm sure, as we speak. We have Rob Cardino here, sports writer extraordinaire. Perfect, because he's from Canada. We'll be talking a lot of hockey today. And our resident goon, the enforcer, Earl Skankel. I don't know if I mentioned this. I am Joe Bartnick. Diane Hill, the lovely Diane Hill, is stuck in traffic. So you people that live in Podunk towns understand about traffic. There is traffic in LA. She will be joining us very shortly. I know you're thinking, you guys don't send a limo for your guests? Fortunately, we don't. All right, everybody. Trade deadline came and went. What do you think was the biggest move of the day?
I don't know if it's the biggest, because I don't know if the Islanders are going to make the playoffs, but Ryan Smith leaving Edmonton, that's a heartbreaker. You know what I mean? For this guy embodied Canadian hockey. You know, he had the long hair. He's got no teeth. He plays with grit. He'll fight. He'll get in the corners. He gets in front of the net. He gets hit. And it's just a shame this guy got traded from Edmonton to the Islanders.
And he cried on the way out. There's no crying in press conferences.
Poor
Did you
guy.
Happen to see him cry, Earl?
I cried during the last episode of Prison Break, but not... Yes, I did see him cry.
You did see him cry? That was kind of sad. I don't think this puts the... I think this helps maybe make the Islanders into a playoff team, but I don't think this pushes the Islanders over the edge.
Or if they make it, it might help them there. But I think, like you said, Pittsburgh is the winner here. They got a tough guy, and they got a veteran, Gary Roberts.
I think not only did they get a tough guy, they got the toughest guy in hockey. And plus, he has 22 points, which is more than Ryan Malone has. Malone's played with Crosby the whole season. And the thing about Larocque is he can skate. And I think the best point was, I think it was made on TSN this week, the thing about Larocque is he... You know, he's still going to have to fight. He's going to have to fight the tough guys, Peters, Colonel, reestablish himself. But the thing is, he will. All the pretenders will dissipate. Like guys like Neil and guys like Blake won't be taking cheap shots because they will feel Armageddon.
And Larocque knows the role too. He's not one of these guys that came up and is just a fighter. You know, he knows the way it works. Like, he won't just go after the other tough guy. He'll go after whoever. You know what I mean? You can't take liberties with Crosby.
So I don't think he will, though. Brashear's the kind of guy who will go after your other team's skill players. Larocque is too nice. Did you see that clip on YouTube where he asked the other guy on the Kings, hey, you want to fight? You don't ask. You just cross-check him. Say, let's go. You just say, hey, you want to fight? Square up. That's what he's... You don't have to ask guys.
He wanted to give Ivanez a chance to improve his resume.
Yeah,
and then he lost. You know, it's like, hey, do you want to come on the Regular Joes? Do you have an extra credit, Earl?
You can't do that. This is my only credit. You look my name up on IMDb. It's the Regular Joes, and that's it.
You're like Earl Skankel 3, right?
Mine, you have to like put my name in quotations with Yeah Sports. You got to get really, really delicate to find my name on.
But I think listen to us. And watch the Ranger Penguin game if you have DirecTV. But I think the thing that's happening is that I think Roberts moves in. I think it's a great acquisition. He's going to go to the net. He's going to create space. He's going to teach the kids how to play playoff hockey. I think he might be a little bit old.
Let's just say he won the Stanley Cup in, what was it, 86, 87 season?
89. He was in Calgary.
Yeah.
Theo Fleury.
That's right. Dave Keon, Doug Gilmore, and Joe Neuendijk. Wow. He can still play. He can lead, though. He's a leader.
He's a fight in front of the net, which is something Ryan Malone didn't. Ryan Malone was averse to it. I think he was allergic to the blue paint. But the other thing is, I got weirded out, though, was Coach Mikael Therrien, who's probably going to win the Coach of the Year. The lines he switched up in, for the Penguins did not make any. He drops Stahl to the third line, keeps Ouellette there, who they call miss the net, and he drops Malone to the second line. Malone, I mean, what I really wanted to happen in the trade, I want Malone to be gone. I know he's from Pittsburgh, but, I mean, that guy gets more chances than anybody.
Well, if he's not scoring with Malkin and Crosby and those other guys, you know, send him back to Wilkes-Barre and call up Bonvy. Dennis, come back, baby. Come back,
see,
little Sheba.
Bonvy is exactly what the Penguins... I mean, I think this is a perfect move for the enforcer. Get a guy that's going to win the fight. Bonvy is Barnaby. He just fights and doesn't win any of them.
Yeah, but he can ride shotgun in those tough games.
Here's what I thought was the most interesting trade. I don't know why, unless they didn't like the way Baron fought Ray Emery... I don't know why Buffalo got rid of Baron as their goaltender. You need a really good backup goaltender to make sure you're going to go far. Buffalo by far is the best team in the East, in my opinion.
Unless that splitting the goaltending thing was starting to get to both Ryan Miller or something.
Ryan Miller's definitely number one. He's a great goaltender. But if he goes down, you're gonna believe in Conklin.
That was
to
a
win
pretty
you?
Disappointing fight, though. That was I know he was fighting a brother and everything, but still, come on, man.
Nice job, Ottawa, watching your goaltender fight Andrew Peters, you pussies. I mean, Neil, where are you? You're in the box after beating up Stafford and cheap-shotting Drury. Why don't you fight Peters?
All I got to say is that hockey was getting no attention here until that fight.
Well, the reason
that's
why
the
I'm
most
getting...
I've heard about hockey in a year and a half.
The reason he's getting no attention here is because of Sam Tripoli. It got a lot of attention here. But every time I brought it up, because why ain't there no cheerleaders now?
That's the only time Sam's quiet. That's when we talk about hockey.
I'd rather talk about Livingston's kneecap than Peters and cheer.
Well, now Sam has an excuse for the next 3 years because the Clippers. I mean, how many times can you play the Warriors Clippers? the Warriors made the Lakers and the Clippers. I think the Warriors should just be the Washington Generals next year. I never saw teams look so good as when they played the Warriors. Let's just get back to hockey. New Jersey. I watched them play the Penguin. Brodeur looks
holy
just
smokes
on the top of his game. It's going to be hard to. And they don't even have Gionta right now.
Yeah, and if there was doubt about who is one of the best goalies of all time, wow, is this guy like making a case? Holy smokes.
Well, people are always like, oh, he's got Scott Stevens, he's got all these guys in front of him. But now it's really just Brodeur stopping. He stopped everything against the Penguins. It was an amazing performance. I think the rest of the East is pretty wide open, in my opinion. I like Atlanta. I mean, we were laughing before the show. I mean, Kachuk, that's the sound of a television getting thrown out of a hotel room in Tokyo or wherever those Olympics were. I mean, he hasn't done anything since he was in Winnipeg.
I love that guy when he came in the league because he had, 200 and something penalty minutes and 40-ish goals his first couple. I thought he was going to get that eclipse, that 50 goal, 300 penalty minute mark, which has only been done once by Al Secord back in the day. But no one will ever do it again. But I thought Kachuk was the next candidate to do it. But man, that guy fizzled.
I don't think Atlanta gave up enough. Did you give St. Louis a new car with the deal too? I mean, the four or five draft picks. The guy stinks. Skates like a moose. He's old. He's slow. He's got no heart.
Well, I think the biggest idiot thing. I mean, I know Detroit. Who needs picks? But I mean, Bertuzzi. Bertuzzi has a bad. I got a bad back. I can't even put on my underwear. And then Bertuzzi's going to skate out there and play playoff hockey tomorrow or in a month. I mean, and besides, Bertuzzi's skills really diminished. I thought that was a terrible move. Who else are we looking at here? Tampa Bay. Hey, they got O'Brien. Tampa Bay got a bunch of seemingly tough guys. I guess your second favorite player in the league, Andre Waugh, his services will not be around anymore.
He's going to be joining Oliwa in Poland. Brashear. It's all about Brashear and LaRock. We got one more game where two brothers who don't like each other, which is very rare in this society, where the brothers don't bond.
You haven't been to Southeast LA, have you?
Are you kidding me? I'm a Jew. I don't go past La Brea.
Brashear is the biggest... You know, if Brashear was any good at anything, Washington wouldn't be... in second to last place in the Eastern Conference break. Brashear didn't even do his job this year.
Oh, come on. How many cheap shots has Ovechkin got? None, because they got big number 87.
He takes a lot of cheap shots. Brashear's terrible. Brashear's exactly why the Flyers always sucked. Because they get guys like Brashear that can't skate and can barely fight. Brashear can barely fight.
Bobby Clark is the reason the Flyers giving Dan their Chris Gratton $15 million. Oh,
I'll tell you, it was a stupid signing. I don't care if Chris Drury's out for life. And I love Chris Drury. Please, if you're a Catholic or whatever you are, pray for Chris Drury. He's a great hockey player. But they got Danis Zubras. What? Other than carrying Jaromir Jagr's bags, what has Danis Zubras ever done in the league?
I completely lost track of what we're talking about. Our producer was giving us this signal I've never seen before.
Oh, well, we're live now, Rob.
This is like the handlebars. Like,
all right, well, we are live.
We are live.
We are live at Ketchum.com.
Stick 'em. And Yasports.
And Yasports.net.
Hey, what's up? This is the Fifth Joe. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99 with world-class hosting and much more. Just enter the code BLU39 when you check out and save an additional 10%. Remember, BLU39. Get a piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions may apply. See GoDaddy for details. I'm out.
Hey, everybody, we're the Regular Joes back here at Stick'em.com and Yasports.net. Look how much prettier everything got, everybody. We got the lovely Diane Hill with us, yeah, from Maxim Magazine. So
it smells a lot better.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
I showered today.
This side's a lot better looking than this side.
We're the brains of the operation. This is a beauty.
Oh, there you go. I think you got it reversed. You're looking into a two-way mirror.
That's why I'm not the brains. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, the lovely Diane Hill's here. We'll let her respond to the attacks that I rendered on Jeff Garcia not being in Philly anymore.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, because Donovan McNabb gets hurt, Donovan F for Fragile McNabb gets hurt making soup commercials with his mom. You're going to need them at the beginning.
Guys got
to
eat.
You're going to need him the beginning of next year.
No, listen. No, you don't. You signed AJ Feely. You don't need him. Just what I got to explain to America or our audience who's listening or watching.
Why don't you explain to them why AJ Feely is a good move?
Because he's younger. That. Jeff Garcia, first of all, when McNabb got hurt, I, for one, who always stand behind my Eagles, said, oh, the season's over, you know, whatever, hang it up. Jeff Garcia stepped in. First of all, before this season, this was the best season he had since God knows when. He sucked when he played in Cincinnati. Sucked when he played.
You mean Cleveland?
Detroit. Yeah, sucked when he played in San Fran. So
he won three. He went to three Pro Bowls when he was in San Francisco.
Whatever. He got lucky.
Semantics.
He still sucked. The point is, no, he sucked. Whatever. Maybe I wasn't talking about football.
Oh, there we go.
Hello.
I am not going to defend his sexuality anymore
on this
show.
The point is that this is really, we looked at it in Philly like this was his last season. And he did. I keep saying he did what the backup quarterback has to do, and that's back up the quarterback. So he did it. Done. Now you sign AJ Feely, a younger, you know, guy with a lot more in him. Garcia had a good season, but he's washed up.
So you're comfortable going into next season with AJ Feely as your starting quarterback.
See,
that's not necessarily true. McNabb may make a recovery.
He may.
Yeah.
He may.
Yeah.
This sounds like the Miami Dolphins to me, that they always sign AJ Feely, Jay Fiedler, Brian,
Creasy,
these guys. And I'm just like, get a quarterback. They tried with Culpepper. AJ Feely, what is AJ Feely?
Reed does not want the drama. He doesn't want to be second guessed. And he doesn't need McNabb, who's very, I think his ego's been shaken up.
Who, McNabb's been?
I think so.
Why?
Because
Garcia did good. Your backup quarterback. So wait, were you trying to accuse McNabb of being like, oh, I hope the Eagles fail now?
Because no, I'm not accusing him of that. But I do think he doesn't want him around to put pressure on him next year.
And I think that I guarantee you that McNabb wished
Garcia.
They lost. I played sports my whole life. I always wanted the team to win, but the guy playing my position,
right.
I hoped you want him to suck. You want to play. And to be honest
with
you.
Well, that's what Tiki Barber said. Tiki Barber said the only reason he played is because the guy in front of him got hurt.
I don't know. I think McNabb would have liked to have won a ring even if he run it from the press box.
Yeah,
played,
of course.
Played six more years, and then no one remembers. Hey, he didn't really play in that, down the lane.
He played the whole season. I mean, look, he brought, turned the team around. I mean, he played the whole season. But it's like you can't just say, like, for instance, the Cardinals last year. Jason Isringhausen got hurt, right? But he was the closer all year long. So what do you say? Don't give him a ring or he didn't get to participate in the World Series? He still closed the game in the regular season.
Yeah, but Phil Simms got that second ring, too.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would be the Phil Simms ring.
You don't have to play in the playoffs if you get your team there. It's still, you know. Dude, the fucking cheerleaders get rings, okay?
But there's been so many doubters. McNabb's had so many doubters. So he wants to prove people wrong.
I don't know.
What is Villa of Our Lady Retreat House?
I don't know.
Are you going to shave your head and go to rehab?
I don't need rehab, trust me. I need Vegas rehab, the Hard Rock, over in a couple weeks.
Oh, there we go. We're going to have Sully. Do you know Sully McCullough?
No.
He's going to be calling in like 10 minutes. We're going
to actually learn how to work the phones this time?
No, I'm using my phone. We're skipping. Maybe we're going to have Sprint sponsor the show.
So we're going to put him on your speakerphone.
Exactly. We're going to hear about the mayhem and fun that is All-Star Weekend.
I know. You know what? I have so many stories about that.
Oh, did you go to All-Star Weekend?
I didn't go.
We'll bring it up in a second then. Just because I think if we talk about it now, it'll be race baiting. And
we don't do that no more.
Earl is not supposed to do that. So,
hey, I grew up in Bel Air.
Did you know the Fresh Prince? He's from Philly.
They totally stole that idea from my life.
From your life, yeah, right.
So OJ was my neighbor.
The Fresh Jew of Bel Air.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the hockey. The Flyers actually got a goalie for the first time in 10
years.
You know
what?
That they could. I mean, remember the great joke? What's the difference between a Lamborghini and a puck?
What?
Pelly Lindbergh can stop a puck at 80 miles an hour.
I was going to slip my own Pelly Lindbergh reference in there.
You're going to hell for that. I can't believe you.
That's one of the greatest jokes ever. From a Penguin fan.
You know what? That guy died a pretty admirable death. Was he drunk, not drunk or high on coke and with some hookers that night?
I think so, yeah. That's a good sports death.
Good for you, man.
I got to say.
Hendrix, man. He went down in flames, man. You're going to go down or the Roger Entwistle from the...
Janis Joplin.
Whatever.
Janis Joplin.
The guy died doing cocaine with strippers. That's
the way to go.
That's the way to go.
No, actually, you bring up strippers.
He's dying with his boots on.
Yeah, you have got laid lately?
Yeah.
Look at him. Does he get laid?
Well, I actually saw him in Hollywood last week at 2 in the morning turning away chicks.
Yeah. Wow.
He gets laid like more than a Zoom monkey.
He gets good stuff.
Physically throwing them.
Were they she-he's or no?
No, they were tall. I mean, I was there 2 in the morning, tall blondes.
I believe it. But listen, back to hockey.
Yes, please.
As far as the Flyers go, I've got to say they put off the Forsberg trade. You know, they pulled. But I got to say, I look down the roster. I'm like, the only name that I even recognize is like Simone Gagné. Like they're the last in the league.
Right.
And I just.
And they're not even winning the fight.
I know, but I'm hoping to get the draft picks. This season's over.
The problem with draft picks is they're not players.
Yeah, but still.
The Kings, he's a King fan, had the three number one picks like 5 years ago. None of those guys even made the NHL.
I can't believe they got Rashawn Avery.
Well,
Sean Avery is just how bad the Rangers are. They actually thought acquiring Sean Avery was going to help them out.
He's good for the league, though.
He's good for the league. He's exactly what's not good for the league.
He's good for the league. Yeah, you know about him. We're talking about him because
he calls black players monkeys.
And he's
that's
that
why
player.
You know about him.
Listen,
because he's been like sent to racial school or whatever you go.
That's
wherever
the only
Kramer
reason
goes.
You know. I just throw that's not the only reason. Look, I hate to break it to you guys. I know you guys are really big hockey fans. No one really cares about hockey in America. So,
geez, Diane, we didn't know that. Wow, you really are brilliant.
So I think someone like you guys should be happy for someone like Sean Avery.
No, because the problem with Sean Avery is he's right in the middle.
But he speaks his mind.
I like Sean Avery.
You can't call black people monkeys in public.
I'm not even saying that I don't like Sean Avery. I'm just saying that he's not good for the league because he's what the league doesn't want. He's not talented and he's not a great goon. He basically just sticks people in the face.
And he bangs Lisa Cuthbert, which is
for people who are like, oh, I don't want, you know, like, oh, hockey's too violent, then he's their poster boy. He's not doing anybody else a favor.
But Todd Bertuzzi isn't a little violent?
But it's stupid that these guys...
That was such not the worst thing ever in hockey.
Yeah, overreaction.
It wasn't that bad.
The guy was a puss. And he should have stood up and fought. He fell down, and the guy hit him.
And
the worst thing ever in hockey was Dale Hunter.
Yeah, there's been some sticks to the face, you know what I mean?
About McSorley on my guy Brashear.
Dale Hunter in the playoffs hit Pierre Turgeon after a game-winning goal, cross-checked him in the glass, knocked him out for the entire playoffs throughout the season.
Well, he didn't know the whistle had blew.
Dale Hunter is scum. It's guys like Avery's cut from the same cloth.
I like Avery. I think he's a cool guy.
Because he dates a hot chick.
No, but I interviewed him, I hung out with him. He's really a cool dude.
I'm not saying he's not, but he's not, like, great for the league.
I think anybody that brings any kind of, you know,
hockey
commotion,
players get the most hot chicks.
But why?
No
why
way. Basketball players do.
Why do these guys get so... Why is the NHL players always seen as this violent league? When these guys, outside of maybe some drinking and driving, are pretty model citizens.
I think football seems
every other
more
league,
violent.
These guys are... We don't want to get into it too much because we're new with Sully, but all these other guys, are getting arrested and domestic violence.
We're going to take a break in like 2 seconds. We'll talk about it. The thing is like all, it's a white issue because like Babe Ruth was no saint, Billy Martin, all the old baseball, Mickey Mantle, they all raised hell. Every baseball player in the old days raised hell. Basketball players raised hell. Moses Malone, everybody, black, white. But in those days,
Magic Johnson.
But in those days, it was like white people crime. It was like getting in bar fights, cheating on your wife. Now it's guys shooting.
White people like cheating on your wife is a white person's crime. Like cheating on your wife is a white person crime.
Yeah. As opposed to
can I say one word? Sean Kemp. Okay.
As opposed to beating up women and shooting people.
OJ, thank you.
Sometimes girls ask him for it. You know.
Well, whatever. But I'm saying those guys, all this stuff that was like all kind of okay, it's acceptable to do. But shooting people is not really like what society
accepts. I love how you try and justify, like, there's levels, like, you know, slapping a bitch once in a while.
I've never hit a woman
that didn't have it coming.
No, that's the truth.
Is this Pat Buchanan right here?
I keep it below the belt.
Wait, I gotta say, my friend Danny Richmond got called up to the Chicago Blackhawks. So I'm giving him a shout out. I know he's going to be watching.
He's a tough guy.
Hi, Danny.
His father played. Steve Richmond?
Yeah.
That's one of the best uniforms.
Here you go. We will send you a Danny Richmond.
Yeah.
Steve Richmond.
I'll tell you what. Okay, so he's in Chicago. So who's the toughest guy in the West Coast now?
That would be Raitis Ivanons.
Come on. He's a skirt. Scott Parker. If you fight Scott Parker this year, we will send you a regular Joe's t-shirt.
Meet him in the press box. That's where he'll be.
He's coming to LA next week.
So. Oh, okay. We'll fight Ivanez then.
Ivanons, the Albanian assassin.
We will donate to the Pasadena Home for Wayward Animals $1 for every goal
each.
That you score.
Each.
Yeah. Each. Every point. We'll give you assists. Even secondary assists. Okay. It's good to have somebody in the NHL. All right, we'll be back with our number one brother, Sully McCullough, calling from Vegas. He's not in Vegas anymore. But telling us about all the mayhem and all the strippers and all the fun hanging out All-Star weekend. The lovely Diane Hill is here from Maxim. Give her a big round of applause. Still not that much cleavage, though. What a pity. We're on Stick'Em. .com and as always on yassports.net. All right, we'll be back in a second. We will be talking the All-Star Game debacle, whoever you want to believe, if it was great, if it was, you know, Black Thanksgiving, or if it was a race riot like some people think. It's up to you. We have a lovely Diane Hill from Maxim who has an inside scoop, and I will be trying to get Sully McCullough, our first brother, our official regular Joe first brother, on the phone. So go ahead, Diane. Give us your spiel about your inside scoop.
Well, first of all, I have a friend who's a stripper there. So she got a lot.
Yeah.
Your cousin's pregnant and everything.
No. Okay. Please. I could not be a stripper there. Everyone would know. She told me basically like it was just a disaster. I guess the city of Las Vegas is trying to keep it hush hush. There was like 325 arrests there. It was like a casino gift shop was looted. It was just insanity. But the Pac-Man Jones story that I heard, the real deal on that is that he was doing, you know, the shower thing on the stage with the thousands of dollar bills, and the stripper started picking it up, and then he punched one of them in the face. This is what I heard, allegedly. So then the three security guys came over, and basically Pac-Man Jones, him or one of his friends, says, if you don't get out of here, you know, I'm going to effing kill you. Next thing you know, goes, gets his gun, shoots three guys. One guy gets shot through the chest, severs his spinal cord, paralyzed.
Right.
So, and of course,
he was trying to impress Nelly.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the funniest thing. He had 3,500. And, you know, Nelly's throwing hundreds and twenties. Pac-Man had him change him into ones.
What's wrong with that?
But here's the thing with, like I said, I've been through several NBA All-Star weekends. You know,
I'm
you,
really?
Yeah. Party girl.
You were in their dreams.
Oh, there you
absolutely.
Go. Were you in the slam dunk competition?
Yeah, right.
Or the three-point shot?
I'm not even gonna. There's some kind of sexual, you know, connotation there.
Well, we were just trying to build up some ratings here on Stick. I mean, it's our first day on Stick'Em, so you know,
is it?
Yeah, that's what they call
it. Might be our
Stick'Em.
Last.
I don't know.
So
big deals are cut for this.
I gotta say, I don't think it's the NBA players necessarily, but it's their. You know, let's face it. It is
friends.
They're friends. Yeah, it's their entourages. You know, they come in with six guys. You know, and let's face it, a lot of these guys, you know, are not from good areas, and they have friends that, you know, like the MC Hammer syndrome, they can't let go of. So it's not the NBA players themselves necessarily. It's all their you know, criminal thief friends. And I'll tell you, I was at the LA party at the Sky Bar. They had a big, like, the NBA All-Star party. They had to close the Sky Bar early because the guys were stealing money off the bar from the bartenders. Girls were, like, getting into fights. It was, like, debauchery.
Right.
And I just gotta say, it's, like, it really is a shame for, you know, the NBA that this happens, because it really makes the whole organization look bad, even though it's not the players.
Right. I totally agree with you. But, you know, the NBA can step in and say,
hey. What are you going to say? Don't bring your eyes.
And it was like.
Yeah, they can.
The most high-profile incident was an NFL player.
Right, right.
Now an NFL thug is making the NBA look bad.
You don't get this at the hockey All-Star game. No.
National Felon League.
They pray for
someone rapes someone this year.
Well, what did we say last time? Remember, we're like.
It would probably be like an old youth coach.
Exactly.
Is the problem with
a
the
boy
NHL.
Gets molested.
Yeah, a boy gets molested in Ontario. Yeah.
Avery, call someone a monkey.
Do you remember two weeks ago we said the top things we're going to hear were like shootout. We predicted it. Strip club.
Yeah, we said they should hold it on Alcatraz.
I know.
I mean, the point is if they were smart, they'd just have it in Europe. So these guys would need to bring their gun. They'd have to know someone in Europe, which they wouldn't.
To get a gun.
And to get a gun. And they need passports. And you can't get a passport by having felons.
It's also very difficult to get a gun in Europe.
We'll just have it.
Well, I have it in Canada. Gun. It's hard to get a gun in Canada, isn't it?
I don't think
they don't allow brothers up there.
That's what Michael Moore says. It's hard to get a
separate issue.
But the thing is
they don't allow brothers up there.
But they can play the world class city. Stern loves all that stuff about being famous.
Rashear and LaRock.
I don't want to hear about Rashear anymore.
You forgot Anton Carter.
That's right.
Well, he's in Carolina now.
Yeah, but still, you forgot Anson Carter.
He's going to get accused of
cotton picking.
He's going to get accused of raping one of the strippers from the Duke lacrosse.
No, he's not. Anson Carter.
They would send them where they pick cotton.
He cannot be racist. It's impossible.
No, seriously, they won the cup. They had to share the parade route with the KKK. You guys get it from three.
Wait, why is Nashville in the West?
Because the NHL is not the brightest.
They've actually fixed it. It used to be a lot worse.
Well, why is the NHL on Versus? I mean,
because it's the only channel that would take the contract.
The NFL wasn't. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in the NFC West, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were they? Yeah.
They sort of fixed it though.
Why is that?
Why because they have to even out the leagues.
Yeah, I guess.
And then new teams get added, or they move cities. Then you can't just shuffle divisions.
They move cities. They actually move whole cities.
They do.
They pick up and move.
They pick up
sometimes,
like,
overnight.
When Quebec became the Avalanche, they
moved cities.
They did, and they changed standings.
You don't get what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Who's the blonde here?
You.
What do you bring for us? You got like two pages of stuff here.
I know.
Like the Unabomber's notes.
it's my kidnapping. My request.
She's in law school too.
Please send help, or the kid getting the blonde gets it.
In a basement.
I know. I'm like, now I'm gonna have a ball gag.
That camera doesn't even work.
I know. We're not even on. We're not even on. I'm just like, please.
You're on a snuff film website, really.
I walk in, somebody's like, "Oh, Diane, you know, the phone doesn't work." I'm like, "Wait a minute."
The front door's been locked.
No, I brought some stuff about basketball.
It's like a Bronx tale.
Go ahead, say something interesting.
Pro or
why don't you?
Let's talk about the Clippers. Did you watch them this?
I don't watch.
They actually beat the Warriors.
Other than Tripoli.
No, Clippers have gotten better ever since they got rid of. Listen. I'll tell you what. Last year they got rid of Marco Yarek, who is
was he the janitor?
A non-factor?
I don't understand who you're talking about.
No, you know what? Because he was.
Let's talk about one of the three guys on the Clippers that maybe someone knows.
He's not on the Clippers anymore. He's on Timberwolves.
Well, I'm saying you're like, oh, they lost Jarki Rutu or whatever the hell you said.
Is he on the Clippers now?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
He could probably score more points than half the team.
Sam Cassell. Like last year when they got Sam Cassell,
right.
The Clippers really turned it around. I mean, I think they were even better than the Lakers for a while.
For one brief moment in time.
But
a New York minute. And I called it on this show, which almost made Sam throw a fit, when I said the Lakers will be better this year. And, of course, they are.
I'm looking at the...
The Warriors can't come to town every week, Clippers.
Is Cassell on the evolution chart?
Oh, I know. He's like E.T. But I'm looking at...
Cassell was tight when he was in Houston, though.
Yeah.
He can play.
Loved him and playing under the age.
I'm looking at Miami now because, you know, Dwayne Wade basically got hurt, and now it's like if... You know,
did you see that? I talked about that in the opening. He hurt his shoulder. He gets wheeled out in a wheelchair.
Remember his commercial? The commercial he just had where he kept falling down in college and high school and he kept getting up.
Right, he was a tough guy.
He was crying, either or sweating profusely from the eyelids.
Did his Hummer get blown up in Iraq? Why is he in a wheelchair? I know my theory was it was for Riley, so as soon as another team goes on a 10-0 run, he can retire, claim his sabbatical.
You know who a team to talk about in the East is? The Raptors.
The Raptors.
Raptors, who are fourth in the East now after starting 2-8, leading the Atlantic. They're like six games over 500.
The Raptors are good. They're young. It's not an indictment on the Raptors. How are the New Jersey Nets with two first ballot Hall of Famers, four games behind the Toronto Raptors?
Well, there's no – Vince Carter's not a Hall of Famer. This guy
– He will be, though.
But he shouldn't be.
I agree with you, but he will be.
Because this guy is a quitter. I'm telling you, this when the chips are down, this guy will not man up and play.
I think it's going to come down to Detroit, though. I mean, Detroit's on fire. You know, yeah, I think Detroit with Weber, Chauncey Billups, they're coming on strong. And I can't imagine, especially with Miami, with Dwayne Wade being hurt, is Shaq going to carry the whole team? Is he going to man up? I don't know.
I mean, Detroit has a bye in the East.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, it's kind of like everything else is a non-factor.
But I still don't think they're going to beat Dallas, San Antonio, and or Phoenix.
Chicago could be like all right in the playoffs. Because if you watch some of these games, these 82-78 games, Chicago can slow it down and play defense and score 80 points in the playoffs. Probably the only thing they might need to do.
I agree with you, but I don't see Chicago scoring enough in four games to beat Detroit.
Yeah, but see, I
thought Chicago was going to score a lot better this year. And for some reason, because I love Heinrich and I love Gordon, and Duel Dang, who I didn't think was good in Duke, is playing pretty good. They just don't score enough. I mean, you can hold teams all you want, but in the playoffs, you got to be able to score.
I think it's going to come down to Detroit and Dallas. You know, Dallas was the first team in NBA history to go on three separate 12-game winning streaks. I think Nowitzki is playing like an MVP, so I think it's going to come down to – and I always try and, like, jump the gun and try and, like, bet, like, just a two. I'm usually always – like I said, the Flyers. I was like, the Flyers are going to be, like, second. So if I'm saying it, they're probably going to be out the first round. But I'm saying Detroit, Dallas.
Just remember this.
I gotta go with double D's.
San Antonio's playing possum. Are those? Because the regular season doesn't matter to Duncan. Jesus. You spray me like the ice. The Zamboni over here.
What no, Rob had a valid point I think he was going to make.
No, I was going to ask her if they were actually double D's.
Oh, that sounds valid.
How big's your deck?
Jeez. Need to wear a visor.
Where are we measuring? Someone's got to come up with a standard.
We already went through this.
Measure.
That's what's like when you ask a girl how big your tits are. It's like, all right, how big's your dick?
Big enough, I think they're big enough.
It's very large.
So mine are big enough.
Big enough, definitely. But here's the thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do a sports show. I got racism, sexism. I'm on PBS.
Yeah. What could I be? An ism.
You're, I don't know.
Ratings.
Ratingsism.
Yeah. Exactly.
You do that one more time. I don't talk.
No, I'll do the Carmen Electra. Do you remember when she was on the Best Dance Sports Show and she was like...
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. You get it the wrong way.
No, she did her butt.
I know, but for me.
Yeah.
How about...
there's just as many people watching this way as watching that way.
I'm so getting fired from everything.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Join the group.
I'm getting fired from my Starbucks
Earl
line.
Next week will be a healthy scratch.
That's how we got here. We all got fired from everything.
Yeah, it's like
I don't work for a living. I'm blue blood.
It's like the old. It's like the Odd Couple. Joe and Sam walked into a basement.
Let me ask you one question. The Lakers possibly signing Scottie Pippen. What is up? McAdoo not available?
I hate Scottie Pippen.
I mean, 41. Come on. He looks like a terrorist.
He could help the Lakers.
Yeah, but
look
at Kendall Gill was going to come back.
Kendall Gill was not Scottie Pippen.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, you said 41. But I just mean age-wise. Right. You know, sometimes these guys, Kendall Gill stopped and went and boxed. You know, sometimes he was good, dude.
He was good.
He's
Charlotte, right? Didn't he play for Charlotte?
No, I'm talking about when he bought.
Yeah. Is he Illinois? He played for Illinois.
He did. Yeah. He was a decent bet. He wasn't the top 50 player of all time. But the thing is, all you want Scottie Pippen to do, play 10, 15 minutes, lock somebody down. Like, lock down the whiskey for 10 minutes? That'd be pretty tight. Here's my thing. San Antonio's playing possum. Because Tim Duncan and Ginobili know that the regular season doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Ginobili was one, and they were one stupid Ginobili foul away from winning the best seven-game series the NBA's seen since Larry Bird played. So, I mean, I would not count the Pistons. I would not count the San Antonio.
But do you think in like sleepers, you know, the Lakers are kind of a sleeper?
I think the Lakers can scare a lot of people.
Yeah, I was saying. But so Jerry Buss may void Radmanovich's contract because he went skiing,
right?
And he hurt his shoulder.
Here's the funniest thing about Radmanovich was he finally was producing in like 15 years. He finally had two good games and he broke his arm.
5 years, like what, $40 million?
I guess why
would you go skiing? It's like, I don't understand. You know, and all athletes' contracts are pretty standard. Like, you can't do this, can't do that, can't, right? And how would you do that?
Well, I guess the story was that he was in Utah. So all the Utah Jazz players knew that he hurt his shoulder skiing or snowboarding. Because everyone was like, there was a 6'10 guy that fell down and got hurt, carted off the – was it anyone on the Jazz? And they were like, no, that was Radmanovich. So he had to actually come clean and tell
the Lakers. How white – or the Utah Jazz, they when everyone else is at NBA weekend raping and pillaging, they're skiing. Yeah. Like, who else on the NBA?
Black guys are pretty white. Like, Darren Williams is pretty white. Exactly. Carlos Boozer is pretty pale.
He went to Duke. Karl Malone, his dream was driving a truck and owning a ranch.
Yeah, he wasn't black.
He wasn't black, Karl Malone.
Yeah, he's a cowboy. There are no black cowboys.
You didn't see Blazing Saddles.
I saw Brokeback Mountain.
Where do white women at? That's Blazing Saddles.
Cleavon Little. Thank you, Cleavon. Great in that Jim Carrey movie, Once Bitten.
Oh my God.
That's a stretch.
I hope that I really would like to see the Sixers
win the lottery.
Yes.
Which means Larry Brown.
Every game.
Yeah, Larry Brown will come back and coach as soon as they get Greg Oden or Kevin Durant.
No, it pisses me off about that. Like, and this is kind of like the fact that like Larry Brown left and then AI. I mean, I would like to see Larry Brown back. I liked him.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
he did such a marvelous job with the Knicks. I think Larry's kind of out of touch. I think a lot of those guys are. I think George Karl's out of touch.
I'd like to see some more college coaches come up. Like, I'd love to see Gary Williams from Maryland. Because you know he's, like, insane. He sweats and he swears. Like, I would love to see him.
Maryland's playing, too, with Daryl Strawberry's kid. Yep. They just beat Duke.
Yeah.
DJ Strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, March Madness, we'll do a kind of March Madness next week.
Like a bracket.
A little tease for everybody. I had so much Western Conference stuff. I think the biggest thing in the Western Conference for hockey was the San Jose Sharks made two huge deals. Billy Guerin. That's why I wanted the Penguins to get Billy Guerin. He can still play. He's a man. He'll be with Thornton. It'll be possible to stop. And they got Reve from the Canadiens, which was a great steal.
What do you think about this? So there's two schools of thought about Anaheim. People say, you know, they're screwed because they didn't make trades, or they're good because they're not messing up the chemistry.
I think two things about Anaheim. I think it's good not to mess up the chemistry because they are a very good team, but they're flawed in this respect. He went out and got some grit on He wants grit. He wants skill on the top two lines, grit on the bottom two lines. But I remember when Timu Solani played for the Sharks, and the Sharks went to the Stanley Cup Finals. If Timu Solani, who had an open net, would have taken one extra step out and slammed the puck in, but no, he was afraid of the impending cross check, pushed it, puck went away. San Jose Sharks did not go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and Timu Solani doesn't have the cojones, if anyone out there is listening in Spanish, to play playoff hockey.
Balls.
Wait, and I got to correct you about something earlier, by the way. Someone said the Flyers have always sucked since the Broad Street. No, remember the Legion of Doom?
Right.
And they were good in the early 90s. They haven't always sucked.
I don't think I said they always sucked.
Decent, yeah. No, see, maybe he did.
No, I would never
say that. I think I said something about Bobby Clark, butchering this team.
Oh, no, I know my hockey.
Yeah.
and I know the Legion of Doom. When I was in the front row of a Penguin Philly, the year that Lemieux retired. Game 3, I was in the front row, and I was yelling at Lindros to kiss the ring.
Really?
Kiss Lemieux's ring, yeah, and LeClaire started laughing.
What do you think?
Because I was a good heck.
They retired Messier's jersey on a couple teams. Now, you know how they retired Gretzky's, obviously, throughout the league? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about retiring jerseys throughout the league.
Yeah, because I mean, he meant a lot to two different teams. I mean, like I'm sure Ron Francis is going to be retired in Carolina, but I think he deserves to be retired in Pittsburgh. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if anything, I think it's kind of funny where like St. Louis retired Gretzky's number just as like a marketing ploy.
Right.
But I mean, as someone like Messier, he really meant a lot to two different organizations.
Did the league retire 99?
Yeah, the whole league.
Because I knew it was kind of an unwritten rule. Like, you didn't wear 99.
Oh, you mean like the Jackie Robinson whole thing? The whole league did that? Oh, league. I did not know that. But there's not like a ceremony in Carolina. Like,
what does that mean?
That a phone call?
Was that Sully calling in?
No.
Okay.
Is that my mom? Is that my dad calling to give me the ransom?
I wonder if our ratings gained by having a woman here.
Yeah,
the ratings offset by us talking about hockey. It kind of balanced out.
Well, we have Canadian fans.
That's true. I hope so.
Our first live caller was talking hockey.
That's right.
Penguin hockey. No
he
less.
Certainly wasn't talking about the IFC.
UFC, yes.
Whatever the Chuck hell that, Liddell and, whatever that is.
Fighting the same guy he fought the last 3 months.
Yeah, that sport should be on Indian reservations.
I don't like that sport at all.
I think it's too violent. I just think it's stupid. It would be cool if they got prisoners or convicts to fight to the death.
For their freedom.
Man. Yeah, then it would be super cool.
Like the old gladiators, right. Like have lions come out.
Yeah, exactly. Then it'd be interesting. But it used to be like, oh, it's going to be in Japan. They're going to kill each other and someone's going to end up like, you know, Ray Dong Chong, Boom Boom Mancini, people are going to die. And then it comes to America and it's like in Vegas and they're wearing gloves and they call timeout. It's like either you're kicking somebody's ass to death or you're not.
You remember that Van Damme movie where he put that sticky stuff in
Bloodsport.
In the glass? Remember
Stick 'em back home.
They were fighting with glass. Yeah, they probably used some stick'em.
But that wasn't Terry glass. Funk, the IFC or whatever.
Bloodsport.
Terry Funk was in Over the Top, wasn't he?
Great movie. Stallone, Over the Top.
One of the bodyguards for Robert Loggia.
Stallone got caught with a
Feech from the Sopranos.
Substance in a
Stallone,
enhancing products.
Steroids. No, it was actually a good script, and they had to throw it.
It was hooked on phonics.
You know, there's a town in Serbia that is going to erect a statue of Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Yeah. I just read it.
Do they think he's really Borat or something?
I don't know, but they're like we think it's an. Like, how obscure is that? A town in Serbia.
But maybe they're just.
Well, Philly has a picture of Rocky and he's fake.
But that's. Yeah, the story was in Philly, but Serbia, it's like, that's just.
Is it going to be Rock? Maybe it's going to be Rambo. Maybe they're inspired. They're
like
a war-torn country.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Maybe it's going to be Rhinestone Cowboy.
John Rambo to come over and rescue some of the POWs.
He's making Rambo 4.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Which is crazy because I've done a Rambo 3 joke for a year and about six people have laughed. And now he's going to make a Rambo 4.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm not going to do my material here. But
why not, dude?
Because we were talking sports, hopefully.
Well, March Madness, let me tell you my top four really quick because I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh,
I'm going to Germany.
Oh, you're going to Germany?
I'm going to Germany.
Just when you eat up the ratings. Well, I know. Maybe by then our international line will work.
Yeah.
We can't even get a fucking 6-6 line to work.
We're trying not to say the F word because we're on stick'em.com.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that? You knew I have a problem with that.
Well, no, because you're a lady.
Sorry,
I'm a lady.
Sorry, stick'em.
I expected more of our fourth liners.
Yeah, exactly.
They're supposed to chip the puck out. Not supposed to taking shots on net.
Sorry, stick'em.com.
Hey, guess what? We got a person that's chatting. She wants to say hello to Roxy.
She wants... I think... Not Rob?
No, Roxy. Who's say hello to Roxy?
Who's Roxy?
Who's Roxy?
What chat room are you in?
She's watching live.
Who's Roxy?
Who's Roxy?
She's saying... Wants to say hello.
What's her name?
She doesn't know
Roxy, what's your...
Oh, she wants us to say hello to Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
We are retarded, dude.
Hi, Roxy. How are you?
Say good night, Gracie. Right. Good night, Gracie.
What town are you in, Roxy?
What town are you in?
I don't understand. What are we talking to?
What's the chat room?
Is there like some microphone I'm missing here? It's like gone.
She's leader of the SWAT team trying to rescue Diana Hill.
London Knights and the EIHL.
I'm gonna be in Heathrow tomorrow. But my top four teams, Roxy, if you're listening, is UCLA, Ohio State, Kansas, maybe North Carolina.
Wow, you really went out on the limb.
Yeah. Long shot.
You wouldn't
pick those long shots.
They're my sleepers. That I know.
I'm actually going to say Syracuse.
Syracuse?
Because I'm a big East guy, and they're on a roll.
I know. I bleed the orange, but I'll tell you this. Running on the court after a regular season win against Georgetown, not cool, Syracuse.
That win put him in the tournament.
It did, and I was jumping down in my living room But you don't run on the court when you're Syracuse in a regular season game. No.
I think a sleeper, though, honestly, I think Winthrop might possibly be like this year's George Mason.
What about Texas?
They got a lot of seniors.
Diane Hill did her homework.
No, listen, they got a lot of seniors. And even though, like, you know, mediocre seniors, I still think, you know, they're going to be the sleeper team.
Is it Winthrop.
But I have a Philly accent, so.
So you're taking Kansas, North Carolina, UCLA.
Ohio State, UCLA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right, so
I would like to see Maryland like get to Elite Eight, maybe.
Because you love their sweaty coach.
I do. I love Gary Williams.
He builds up a nice lather. He's a great coach.
Yeah, he is a great coach.
And he did with a lot of problems because that school's always on NCAA problem. They don't pay off the right people in Maryland.
No.
Well, I don't know why.
My Raptors just got Juan Dixon.
Maryland? That was part of the 2002 squad. Yeah. Yeah.
Villanova, in or out, Diane Hill? I think out.
In, only because I'm from, I got to stick with, you know. Although I'm the same person who has said the Flyers would do so.
No, we wouldn't hold you to that, though. But we will hold you. You said Villanova's in. I say Villanova is out.
You mean you're not even like...
They're going to take seven teams from the Big East, and they're not in the top seven.
I say in.
All right.
They're on the bubble.
What are you going to be doing in Germany?
I have business.
Entertaining the troops?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's...
No, I have...
She's a talented person.
I have a photo shoot to do. Well,
why are they doing it in Germany? You can dress up like a Nazi?
Because they can...
I don't know, because they can afford it.
I'm the racist, and he's bringing up...
Because, like, the Maxim in Europe will have nudes. Nude shots.
I'm not doing nude. I won't do nude.
Okay. But your dad's watching, so we can't...
No, but I'm going to... on a downer, Auschwitz, I'm going to go take a trip. I have a day off.
Poland. That sounds like a party.
Poland. Is that where the shoot is?
No, in Auschwitz, in the showers. That's where the shower scene in Auschwitz.
There you go.
A bikini shot me up.
That's horrible.
That was really funny. Is like because you were going there, like you're going to Auschwitz. Shaq, when the Olympics.
What's really funny? And I never can imagine using that in the same sentence. You know what's really funny about Auschwitz?
Hey, the movie Downfall, an incredible movie. If you have Netflix, watch it. It's about the true story of Hitler.
Right.
It's crazy movie. It's a really good movie.
So
that's my
Shaq.
Movie pick. Oh, when Shaq was in when Shaq was in Greece for the Olympics, they asked Shaq. They go. Oh, so did you go to the Parthenon? And he goes, I don't remember all the nightclubs I went to.
No, remember when he said he's like I can't, what did he say about I can't figure out the Pythagorean theorem or something like that? Or, I'm like, isn't that A equals B equals MC squared or whatever, A, B, C squared?
I'm not going to math.
Something
D
like that.
In the alphabet.
But that's when he named himself big Aristotle.
He said he's harder to figure out than the Pythagorean theorem.
And what's that?
I think it's just like A and B equals C. Yep.
Diane Hill does go to law school, everybody.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, you're questioning it. I don't know.
I know. I'm not good at math. I think I'm in a basement doing sports.
The
where if there's like a triangle. Yeah.
A plus B equals C.
No, it's the degrees bullshit.
Yeah,
does Roxy know? Can Roxy do
C.
a little messaging and check in?
It's like metric system over there, though.
Yahoo
so.
Chat and get on.
He's to catch a predator. He's on there.
Can you Google? Can you Google math and stuff?
I'd love to go to London if Roxy could put me up because it's expensive.
Yeah, it really is. Like
send us a picture of Roxy.
Well, how long are you going to be gone in Germany?
I'll be gone till like about 8 days.
Oh, that's it?
Just enough time to freeze my butt off, do a shoot, and then...
And visit Auschwitz.
I do it, man. I mean, I'm not Jewish, but I just feel like it's part of history.
Want to make sure it happened.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I don't believe that whole, like, genocide thing. I got to make sure.
It's a whole tour, though, they have. There's, like,
you gotta pay for
an
it
open
too.
Wagon. You really? They serve cider.
So the Jews own it now? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know who owns it, but you got to pay for it. My friend told me that.
My uncle Mario. ID.
he takes a cut of it. All right. Well, we are the Regular Joes here on Stick'Em.com and Sports.net. Rob Cardino, sports writer extraordinaire, who we see out now in Hollywood all the time with a beautiful young lady always on his arm. Tall, beautiful.
Yes, she's right there.
Earl Skankel, the resident goon, racist, over the board, fourth liner.
Not racist, I tell the truth.
The lovely Diane Hill, if you're in Germany or going to Auschwitz, you want to say hello, please do that. I will be on the Iron Chef of Comedy, the M Bar, next Thursday. Check me out. Thanks to our producer, Aaron B. Wheeler. Sorry, Sulu McCullough, we can't get phones on here. I think he just called right now, actually. We'll see you next week. Sam Tripoli will be back from Chicago with all of his vivid teabagging stories. Thanks a lot. Once again, Stick'Em and YaSports.net. Bye-bye.